We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We now go courtside to Chris Roberts and Don McLean.
Thank you very much. At first, there were 10. Now there are just 2. It's the Pacific Live Pac-10 Tournament Championship. And how fitting, the team that won the regular season by 2 games to take on the second-place team in the Pac-10 regular season standings. It's UCLA and the Stanford Cardinal here at the Staples Center. Dick Cartmell's going to throw it up between Brooke Lopez and Kevin Love. And Cartmell is the referee. Mark Reichling and Michael Reed, the officials, tipped on the downward flow. Love got a fingertip on it and got it back to Josh Shipp. See, so if it's going to be Bruin ball.
See if UCLA tries to establish Kevin early like they did early in that second half yesterday against SC.
He gets the ball out in front, top of the circle. Here's the guy that's hit some threes. Pretty impressive in this tournament to Josh Shipp. Bruins first possession. Collison out in front, top of the circle, stops near the free throw line. Good shot, 15-footer on that right wing.
Well, you put the Lopez's in that high screen and roll, not fleet of foot, and if Darren turns that corner sharply, he's going to have that all day.
2-0 UCLA. Mitch Johnson across the timeline for the Stanford Cardinal. Johnson stops at the free throw line and has that ball just kind of knocked out of bounds. It's going to go to UCLA, and the Bruins take it out of bounds three quarters court. So there's your first mistake in the contest. The Bruins possession turned into a deuce, a goose egg for the Cardinal. Here's Josh Shipp, 25-footer off the back of the rim from the right wing, and the rebound, Mitch Johnson on the Cardinal.
Well, speaking of Mitch Johnson, a big reason why Stanford's had the year that they've had, he was the big question mark coming in for them, and he's played above expectations.
I think he got a little bit better as the year went along, too. Didn't look that terrific, and I don't want to put him down when the Bruins played him first, but he looks good now. Brooke Lopez, fall away, 10-footer, straight away, no good. Rebound, Washington, back to Brooke, finger roll, straight away. That's not going to go, and the Bruins come up with the ball. 2-on-2, Collison from the right side to the hoop, misses the layup. Aboya couldn't follow it up, and Mitch Johnson grabs it on Stanford. To get it to Anthony Goods. He'll put up a three-pointer. That is good from the far left wing. 3-2 Stanford.
The point you made earlier, CR, and I've been watching these games like you have for the last 3 days, out of the gate here, both teams look a little fatigued to me.
Well, let's see if the adrenaline will kick in or not. That's tough. 3 games, 3 days. The Bruins get it into Love. He'll take it to the hoop. Can't get it up on the glass. Gets his own rebound. Pushed back to Anthony Goods after he missed one right under the hoop. 3-2 Stanford. 17:50 left in the first half. Cardinal ball. Mitch Johnson on the left sideline. Alley-oop. Brook Lopez. He'll bank it in. Coming in from the right. And that's 5-2 Stanford.
For a 7-footer, CR, he has unbelievable hands. And I talked about his draft status improving. I mean, his hand-eye and his ability to catch in traffic and catch tough passes and get up there and finish is really, really good for a guy his size.
Kevin Love got hurt. He went to the bench. Montreal back in. I don't know if it's his back or an ankle. James Keefe is going to check in now for the Bruins, but Montreal will run things to the post. 5-2 Stanford. 17:29 left in the half. Schiff gets the ball to Westbrook. He'll drive inside, have it knocked away. Aboya's got it. He'll put it up there. He can't get it to drop over the front of the rim, and it goes out of bounds to UCLA. The last person to touch it, that's Lopez, and it's Robbins on the baseline.
With both those Lopez brothers in there, CR, there are no layups, especially from a standstill underneath the basket. You got to go up and try and dunk those. They're going to block all layup attempts that deep.
Bruins have found that out. Here's an alley-oop inside to Mata. Now he'll work it in the near corner. Collison for three. That's off the back of the iron. Tipped up in the air, and it goes to Mitch Johnson, the Stanford Cardinal point guard. He'll bring it into the front court. Picked up by Collison. He'll get it to Brook Lopez. Over on the far wing to Washington. Around the outside to Anthony Goods. Goods holds the ball high over his head. Gets it to Washington on the left sideline. They get it down low. Brook Lopez goes to the hoop. Tries to put it up. He's going to be fouled. The Bruin bench said, hey, wait a minute. That's traveling. But there's going to be a foul called on James Keith on UCLA. That's the first foul of the ballgame. 16:52 left in the first half. Stanford up by three in front of the Bruins, 5-2.
I mentioned in the open about Luke being their best doubler, the guy that comes from the top to go double team the block. And you can see right there, never does Luke allow the big to split that double team. And that time Lopez kind of slid through there and drew the foul. When you come down from the top, there has to be zero gap between you and the guy that's guarding either of the Lopez guys so that he can't do that. He can't split between them and either score or get fouled.
Brook Lopez made the free throw. Did they make a mistake the way they added that on the scoreboard? I think
yes,
they did. It's 6-2 Stanford, now it's 7-2. And they've got it 6-3 Stanford. Now they correct it. 16:50, clock running, left in the first half. Out of bounds the Bruins after two free throws made by Brook Lopez. Love's going to put up a three-pointer. Off the front of the rim, that's no good. From the left wing, Mitch Johnson gets the rebound. Alley-oops it to Robin Lopez. Bank shot, no good. Too hard off the window. Rebound Love. Outlet pass Westbrook for the Bruins. Down the center of the lane, front court. He'll put up a shot. It's good. It counts. He fouled. Fred Washington hit him. And now Westbrook will go to the free throw line. 7-4 Stanford.
Well, nice play by Westbrook, but he got away with one there, CR. He over-penetrated. I thought he should have pulled up at the foul line and knocked down that shot that he's gotten so good at this year. Kind of slid by and got the contact, but he's lucky he didn't pick up an offensive foul there.
Westbrook, free throw line, rolls it around on the rim. It's not going to go. And the rebound grabbed by Robin Lopez on Stanford. 7-4, the Cardinal with a three-point lead in front of UCLA. 16:20 left in the first half. Washington with the ball on the near wing around the outside. They swing it to Mitch Johnson on the left sideline. Cross-court pass to Washington on the right. Back out in front, Anthony Goods for three. It's good straight away. Timeout UCLA. Ben Howland called that timeout. 10-4. Stanford leading the Bruins by six, a 30-second timeout, and 16:06 remaining here in the first half. Love in the front court gets the ball down low, pass. Swings it out left. Collison, 17-footer, no good on the baseline. The rebound taken by Robin Lopez. Outlet pass to Stanford's Mitch Johnson into the front court. He'll try another alley-oop down low. Here's a shot that's an air ball and a foul called on Kevin Love. Brook Lopez went up, and he got double-teamed by Keith and Love, but he got fouled and a timeout. That's the first foul for Love and the second team foul on UCLA. We're going to take a timeout when we return. Brooke Lopez at the free throw line. It's 10-4. Stanford up by 6 in front of UCLA. 15:40 left in the first half. Championship game of the Pacific Live Pac-10 tournament on AM 570 KLAC. We'll be right back.
Hey Bruins fans, when was the last time you took a scenic trip along the coast? Let the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner take you to top destinations in Southern California. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Skip the hassle of driving and enjoy onboard amenities and a comfortable ride with scenic views. A great escape awaits when you travel by train. Check out trip options and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com. Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it Interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019 Dos Equis Beer Brands.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Back at Staples Center, all tied up, 20 apiece, 7 minutes, 51 seconds to go in the first half.
Out of bounds, the Bruins, three-quarters court. Kevin Love trying to loosen up the old back. He's got some back spasms going today. Twisting around, brings the ball into Darren Collison in the backcourt. Clock starts to run with 7:47 left in a 20-all tie. They work it for high post. Love, he'll hand it off to Westbrook. He'll drive right, throw it back to Shipp. He'll come down the lane. Feed it to Material. Back on the left wing to Collison. He'll try to penetrate in the paint. Lean inside. Have it tip, but right to Shipp. He'll come down the lane. Hang in the air. Two-foot floater. No good. Material tried to slam it home. Couldn't get enough handle on it. And it went off the back of the backboard. And the rebound grabbed by Mitch Johnson on Stanford. He'll come across the timeline. Give it to Anthony Goods. He'll dribble right. Back out in front. It goes to Robin Lopez. He'll get it to Mitch Johnson left. Down low to Brook. He'll give it to Robin. Robin can't hang on to it. It's stolen by Westbrook. UCLA three-pointer. Good! Now the Bruins are up by 3. 23-20. 6:55 left in the first half.
Westbrook a year ago would have taken that thing to the rim every time. Now he's got that pull-up in his game. Nice play.
Mitch Johnson down the lane, gives the ball off to Brook Lopez. He'll do a double-pump bank shot from the right, and it's good. Bruins still up by 1, 23-22. 8 points for Brook Lopez. 6:35 remaining in the first half. Front court, Bruin ball, Collison. Crowd kind of reacting, some pushing and shoving. Going down low. He got 2 7-footers. Roughing up Material and Love. But what else is new? College basketball at its best in the Pac-10. Collison down the lane. Puts up a spin shot. No good. Air ball. Might have been blocked. Tipped by Robin Lopez on Stanford to Johnson, who get it in the front court. That goes to Anthony Goods. He'll throw it over on the far wing. Three-pointer. No good by Landry Fields. And the rebound, Westbrook on UCLA. Across the timeline left. He'll throw it to the right sideline. That goes to Darren Collison. Collison now dribbles out near the half-court line. Looking at Ben Howland. Bounce pass, top of the circle. On the left to Material. Lorenzo back out front to Collison. 13 seconds on the shot clock. 5:39. Halftime clock. Collison comes down the lane. Feeds the ball to Love. He'll go up, have the shot blocked. by Brooke Lopez. Love hits the deck hard. Goods gets the pass from Robin Lopez. He'll come down the lane. Brooks got it now. His layup. That's no good. The rebound. Love. Long pass. That goes to Collinson. Into the front court. He'll lay it up and in. As he hits the deck hard, Collinson lays it up. It counts. He'll be fouled. The basket's good. 25-22. UCLA leading the Stanford Cardinal with 5:18 left in the first half. They're up by three. Anthony Goods with the foul. His second. And the seventh team foul now on the Stanford Cardinal. 5:10 left in the first half. Bruins still lead by three. UCLA back on defense. The Cardinal in the front court. Johnson down the lane. Puts up a high banker. That's no good. Tipped in the air by Robin Lopez and Brooke. But tipped in the hands of Westbrook. He'll come across the timeline. Go left for UCLA. Russell Westbrook with the right-handed dribble. Gives it off to Dragovich. He'll fire up
That's
a three.
That's what he does.
That's off the front of the rim, and it's no good. And the rebound grabbed by Mitch Johnson. Oh, did he want that three? So did the Bruin bench. 4:40 left in the first half. Bruins lead it 25-22 in front of the Cardinal. Landry Fields around the outside. Also, it goes to Kenny Brown. They'll get it inside to Robin Lopez. He'll come in from the left and slam dunk it two-handed.
I mentioned earlier the split, and that's exactly what happened again. That double was late. There was a gap in between. Robin Lopez just split right between it, got an easy dunk.
Brooke might be the big scorer, but Robin has to be contended with two, averaging 10 points a game, half of what his brother Brooke averages. 4:07 left in the half. Collison operating in the Bruins' offensive end. UCLA up by a point. Here's Love with a three-pointer. Yes, from the far right corner. The big freshman out of Lake Oswego buries it.
That's his first bucket.
28-24.
Good sign for UCLA that they're up four in this game late in the first half, and that's his first hoop.
3:40 left in the first half. Mitch Johnson down the lane. Throws the ball over on the left. Bounce pass comes inside. Banker attempt no good by Robin Lopez. He's fouled, and it's going to be Kevin Love charged with the foul down low on the left. Still a four-point Bruin lead. This one's in the air. That one's no good. Rebound ship, UCLA. Josh gets the ball back to Darren Collison. He runs the show out in front for the Bruins. They're 4 of 8 from the line. The Bruins 1 of 9, so nobody putting whites out shooting free throws.
As Stanford goes to a zone.
All right, UCLA trying to decipher it with Collison out in front. Working the ball left, gets it back again. Collison spins around, works it around to Aboya. He'll get it to Ship in the left corner. Back to Collison. He'll get it to Westbrook down the lane. Pull up, 10-foot shot, no good. The rebound grabbed by Washington on Stanford. He'll get it to Brooke Lopez by way of Kenny Brown. And then back it goes to Fred Washington. He'll bring it across the timeline. Work the ball over on that far left side. In it goes to Robin Lopez. He'll put up a hook jumper in the paint straight away. Good.
Well, no double team came that time, and I don't know if that was by design or not. I don't know if they're just going on Brooke, but that was Robin that time, and he just spun right into the lane, made it look easy.
Robin Lopez, 4 points. He's not the big scorer. Brooke is. Brooke had 30 last night against the Cougars. Bruins into the front court leading 28-26. Westbrook top of the circle. He'll get it to Josh Shipp on the left. Back to Westbrook, top of the key. They'll work it right, and that goes to Collison. He'll have the left-handed dribble with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Over to Westbrook for three. Off the front of the rim from the left corner. Rebound, Brooke Lopez. His outlet pass to Lawrence Hill on the Stanford Cardinal. They get it down low again. Robin Lopez shoots an air ball baseline. Grabbed by Westbrook. He'll get it to Collison. Front court. Alley-oop Shipp. He can't finish it. He wanted to slam it. He should have laid it up. And the rebound grabbed by Lawrence Hill.
Got to make the easy play. I mean, but you don't commit too early to it. I'd have rather seen Darren pull up and hit a little 12-foot bank shot.
Here's Washington down the lane trying to put up a shot. And he runs over the top of Aboya. This time, Alfred will be charged with a foul. Last time he gave up the body, and he got the player control foul. So Aboya picks up foul number one, 17 foul on the Bruins. 1:36 left in the first half. Washington made one, missed one, rebound, grabbed by Robin Lopez, and he steps out of bounds. It'll go to UCLA. James Keefe in the game. checked in during the last timeout, and he's going to come in and then go out quickly. Aboya sat down for just a quick little breather, and he's back in there to bring it inbounds. 28-27, the Bruins up by one. 1:35 left in the first half. Tim Cates coming up. Chevy at the half. He'll be around. He's done yeoman's work ever since Wednesday between every game and every halftime. And done a fine job. Ship with the basketball. Top of the circle. Takes it over on the baseline right. Stop, spins around. Has it stolen by Washington on Stanford. He'll come into the front court, come down the lane, put up a shot. He's going to score it. He'll be fouled by Matarayal. So the basket counts. Stanford takes a one-point lead, 29-28. And Washington on the Cardinal will be at the free throw line to try to make it a two-point Stanford lead and a three-point play.
He misses the free throw, so UCLA gets away with it. But I'm thinking down the road, NCAA tournament time, close games, low possession games. You gotta make plays, and that's one of them. Make a decision there and not give up the potential three-point play.
We're coming up on the minute left in the first half. 30-28, Stanford leading UCLA. Collison in the front court on the right sideline. Comes back out in front. 14 seconds left on the shot clock. 48 halftime clock. Collison, four-foot floater, good, straight away.
Tough shot over Robin Lopez. Had to put a little extra air under that one, but got it to go in. Nice shot.
And Darren goes double figures to tie the ball game up again at 30-all. 31 seconds left in the first half. About 23 seconds left on the shot clock. They're going to try to eat it up as much as they can, the Cardinal. Playing catch out in front. Washington along with Johnson back and forth. Now Washington dribbles down on the right wing with a bounce pass in to Brook Lopez. His turnaround jumper good from 5 feet. Quickly the Bruins take it inbounds. Collison into the front court. 32-30. Stanford, here come down the lane. Collison's little finger roll good. Tie ball game as time expires at the end of the first half. 32-all.
Well, again, the things we talked about a couple minutes ago, CR, Kevin Love only one bucket, a three-pointer, and the free throw shooting at UCLA, those two factors, and it's tied up. I thought they did a pretty good job on Brook Lopez in that first half, but again, the tempo is going to be the factor in the second half. It's a half-court game. Every time UCLA got transition, they execute except for the one with Collison, but I think it's got to be a faster game if UCLA is going to pull this one out.
Chevy at the half, right around the corner. Tim Cates has got all the info for you and scores around the country and a look at what's cooking at UCLA. Tie ball game, the Bruins and the Cardinal. UCLA and Stanford, championship game of the Pacific Live Pac-10 Tournament on AM 570, KLAC.
Hey, Bruins fans. Have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64 gigabyte, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit applied within two bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. if you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
32 all at the half. Welcome back to the Staples Center. This is the championship game of the Pacific Live Pac-10 tournament. And like we said right at the outset, how fitting. The number one team that won the regular season championship in the Pac-10, UCLA, by two games in front of the second place team, the Stanford Cardinal. And here they are in the tournament playing for the Pac-10 Pacific Life Pac-10 tournament championship. So the Bruins are going to watch Stanford take it out of bounds to start the second half. Ball brought into Fred Washington. Washington, the LA product, across the timeline. Gets it to Anthony Goods, and he's going to be hand-checked immediately. Westbrook charged with his second foul. There's the first foul of the half. That didn't take long. How about 8 seconds into the half? Out of bounds. Stanford baseline left. And Anthony Mitch Johnson will bring it in. Around the outside. Then it gets to Anthony Goods. Back to Johnson. Over to Brooke Lopez. To nice brother play. Robin. And he's going to have the ball stolen by Kevin Love. He just took it away from him. He'll get the ball to UCLA's Collison. Front court. Oh, what a drive to lay it up and in. He looked like a jet into the front court.
I think that's there, Chris. I mean, every time Collison's put his head down and came with some speed to the other end, he's beaten the Lopez's down the floor, so there's no resistance at the rim.
He's got the speed, 34-32. Bruins up by two. Ball worked down low. Robin Lopez, bank shot, no good, and he's going to be fouled. He got hit on the arm. Lorenzo Mata with a double team along with Love, but Lorenzo picks up his third foul. Here comes Aboya in for Lorenzo right now. 34-32 Bruins, and just the beginning of the second half.
And we should mention that Lorenzo did start the second half, and Alfred didn't. Alfred started the game in place of Luke.
And the free throw, no good. By Robin Lopez. Robin Lopez will get another one. 68% free throw shooter, fouled in the act. 19-17 left. The Cardinal seven-footer puts it up there, and that one's good. So he made one, missed one. Now it's a one-point Bruin lead. And Robin Lopez, 5 points. Clock starting to run. 19-10 left. Bruins front court. Collison works it right to Westbrook. Westbrook feeds it. Ship. Ship dribbles through the paint, spins around, 360. Better get out of there. You get a three-second violation on you real quick. Back out in front. On the far side, it goes to Collison. Collison feeds the ball to Love, fakes the three. Now he'll put up the three-pointer. That's off the side of the rim, and the rebound grabbed by the Stanford Cardinals, Anthony Goods. 18:40 left, one-point lead Bruins, 34-33.
Kevin's only real opportunities this afternoon have been behind that three-point line.
Johnson across the timeline, gets it to Brooke Lopez on the low left block, back out to Goods. Goods puts up a 22-footer straight away and nails it.
Shot.
And now the Cardinal go in front by two.
Pretty good defense by Westbrook keeping him in front. That was a step-back three from range. Nice play by Goods.
18-13. Left. Love. Top of the circle to Josh Shipp on the right wing. Shipp's going to put up a 22-footer. That goes in and out. The rebound taken by Lopez. That's Robin. He'll get it to Johnson. He's the point guard. He'll dribble across the timeline. Collison's got him in a man-to-man. He'll feed it inside the Goods. He'll get it to Brooke Lopez. Slam dunk. Timeout UCLA. 38-34. Stanford up by four. 17:47 left. Love, back spasms in the ball game. He's hanging in there, kind of running a little gingerly. Brings it inbounds to Darren Collison. He'll come across the half-court line. He got double-teamed momentarily out in front. Gets it to Josh Shipp left. Bounce pass to Westbrook. He'll come down the lane, try a layup. That's an air bank. He'll get it back again, go to the hoop, and be fouled. And Westbrook should shoot too, fouled in the act of shooting. And it's going to go against Robin Lopez. He'll pick up the foul, number two on him. And that's the first foul of the half for the Cardinal. And Russell Westbrook at the free throw line for UCLA, shooting 73% from the charity stripe. That's good. Now the Bruins trail by three. 38-35 Stanford, 17:30 left. Out of bounds the Cardinal. Ball brought into Mitch Johnson. He's going to go man-to-man, bring it across the timeline. Darren Collison picks him up. Collison and Johnson Bounce pass, that goes to Brook Lopez. He'll lean inside. He was like triple team. Love tried to take the ball away from him and then lost it out of bounds. Kevin thought he bounced it off Brook Lopez's leg and that Lopez touched it last, but they're going to give the ball to the Cardinal.
Good double that time by UCLA.
Yeah.
Really got Lopez frustrated.
Out of bounds, baseline on the right. Mitch Johnson's going to bring it in and does and throws it away. Love grabs it. He gets hammered in the backcourt. No whistle. Bruins wanted a foul and so did their fans, but no whistle. Here's Collison across the timeline. The old saying, no harm, no foul. There it is. That's an example of it. Here's Westbrook down the lane. Bank shot. Too hard off the backboard. The rebound grab by Robin Lopez on Stanford. Had a clear lane at it. Russell just kind of hit it too hard off the window.
But again, you have to change your release, Chris, because of the Lopez.
Absolutely.
He put that one a little bit higher than he normally would have.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, when there's 2 7-footers down there. Now whistle. Aboya charged with a foul on the left sideline. Number 2 on him. 13 foul. So it'll be out of bounds, Stanford. Boy, Aboya can just stand around and all of a sudden there's a whistle.
Yeah, he's physical.
Ball brought into Washington. He get it to Anthony Goods. Right back to Washington. Top of the key. Washington dribbles right. Feeds it. Brook Lopez picked up by Love. Brook turns around. Has the shot partially blocked by Love. He gets it back again. Then goes to the hoop and he'd be fouled by Aboya. So Love did a good job of really getting a hand on it. And then Josh Shipp actually came in and hit Lopez on the hand. So his first foul, fourth team foul, and Brook Lopez will go to the free throw line. 78% from the line for the 7-footer out of Fresno. Puts it up there. That one's short off the front of the rim. Tipped in the air, and the Bruins, Josh Shipp's got it. He'll dribble across the 10-second line and kind of stop, continue to yo-yo, and then hand the ball off to Darren Collison. Darren with a left-handed dribble goes over to the left, gives the ball to Westbrook, who get it inside Love. Love feeds it off. That goes to Keefe, and he'll bank it in.
Well, nice unselfish play by Kevin, although he probably would have gotten it blocked anyway, but dumps it off to Keefe and has the Lopez's out of position, and he converts.
39-37, Stanford by 2, 15:47 left. Johnson, front court, splits the defenders, goes to the free throw line, puts up a jumper, no good. Volleyball, rebound, grabbed by Shipp. That Shipp just took it away from Love, and Shipp comes into the front court for UCLA, hands the ball off to Collison. Collison on the right side, now goes out in front to try to set up the Bruin offense. Picks up a screen from Love, comes to the right, dribbling with the left hand, now drives down the lane, lays it up, off the glass, beautiful bank shot, Darren Collison, tie ball game. Collison 17 points, 39 all, 15-10 left.
Well, he's doing a nice job in that high screen role of making sure the Lopez's are out of position. He gets them on one side and then goes the other way, and they're not hedging, so he's got a clear path to the basket.
Brook Lopez gets the ball down low, missed a bank shot, then he goes right under the hoop and gets his own little miss and tips it in. 41-39. Brook Lopez, 15 points. 14:45 left. Collison across the timeline. Gets it out top of the circle to Westbrook. He'll come down the lane. Bank shot. Again, too hard off the glass. Kevin Love tipped it, but right back into the hands of the Cardinal, Anthony Goods. He'll get it to Johnson. He'll kind of jog the ball across the half-court line. Go to the right with a right-handed dribble. Stop and a bounce pass to Brook Lopez. He'll give it to his brother, Robin. He'll come down the lane and bank it in. Good. Now it's a 4-point Stanford lead. 7 points for Robin Lopez. His brother Book is double.
Just realized something, Chris. Those Lopez brothers are big.
7 feet, 250, and a load from Fresno. 14-minute mark left in the ballgame, 43-39. Here's Shipp for three. That's off the back of the rim. The ball tipped out of bounds. Keefe got a hand on it, but so did Anthony Goods on the Cardinal. It'll be Bruin ball out of bounds baseline right underneath their own basket when we return on AM 570 KLAC. 13:54 left, 43-39. Stanford by 4 in front of UCLA. The championship game from the Pacific Life Pac-10 Tournament at the Staples Center. We'll return in a moment.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Keys, 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 keys on that line. Keys, 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 all across the lane.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit keyscars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the Samsung Galaxy S25G. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. $0 a month after $41.67 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. 5G coverage limited in select cities. $100 requires port and online registration. Member FDIC, ships after 45 days. Offer everywhere, taxes and restrictions apply.
43-39, Stanford leading UCLA here at Staples Center. The championship game of the Pacific Life Pac-10 tournament.
All brought into Collison. He'll come out top of the key. Clock running with 13:40 left in the ballgame. A 4-point advantage by the Cardinal, 43-39. Bruins are going to have to try and answer it. Whoever answers wins. Ball worked down to Keith, and he'll be fouled. Collison drove down the lane right, worked the ball left to Keith. He got hit by Taj Finger, who checked in during the timeout. His third foul. And they're going to say he was not in the act of shooting. And it's just going to be out of bounds. Bruins baseline on the right. Collison is going to bring it in and does on that far left to Josh Shipp. Shipp drives baseline left, comes under the hoop, through the paint, works it right. That goes to Collison. Collison comes in with a 360, goes to the hoop and lays it up and in. Yeah, you got that right. That's about as good as it gets.
Collison is killing Mitch Johnson. 19 for him, having his way with him off the dribble.
13:07 left. Now it's a 2-point Stanford lead. That's one of the answers. Darren driving to the hoop like that. Hill, top of the circle. In the offensive end, comes down the lane, puts up a shot. Hey, that's a prayer, and it's not answered. The rebound grabbed by Westbrook on the Bruins to Shipp. Front court, he'll lean in. Bank shot good. Tie ball game. 43-all.
Just like that, a couple stops, and they tie the game up as Trent Johnson calls timeout for Stanford.
30-second timeout by the Cardinal. 12:43 left. Stanford ball. He'll throw it away. He wanted to work it right, and Lawrence Hill couldn't catch up with it on the sideline. It'll go to UCLA, and that's the 8th turnover for the Cardinal. Bruin ball. James Keefe brings it in to Darren Collison. 12:30 left in the ballgame. Tied up, 43-all. Collison slashing, leans inside. Looked like he traveled, no whistle. He'll get the ball over the far side. Westbrook jumper, no good. Rebound, Montreal. Back to Collison in front. So Darren, as they reset the 35, the UCLA Bruins will get another look. Keefe back over to Collison on the right. Collison lost the basketball, then regains the dribble. He'll come to the right, stop. 15-footer in and out, tipped up by Montreal once, twice. Keefe's got it. James will go back up and crotch the ball right in between the iron and the glass. Alternating possession. It'll be Bruin ball and a timeout with 11:58 left. 43-43. Ball brought into Love on the right wing. He'll hand it off to Darren. 11:55, clock running left in the ballgame. 43 all. Ship gets it in the left corner. They work it inside to Love. He'll put up a shot. It's kind of batted away off the backboard. Back to Ship. Down the lane to Love. He'll lay it right over the front of the rim. Never say die. 5 points for Kevin Love. And the Bruins now lead by two, 45-43.
And stuck with it. Josh made the play.
Yeah, he just went right in the lane, gave it off to Kevin. He did the little right over the front of the rim. Robin Lopez gets it down low, traveling violation. Love, good defense on him. Heath came over to double him. And Robin Lopez charged with traveling. 11:23 left, nine turnovers on the Cardinal. 45-43, UCLA by two. Bruins, Collison, front court with the basketball. Works it to Keefe around the outside. That goes to Russell Westbrook, backing in against Anthony Goods. Now goes out on that left sideline, looking for a screen from Love. Gives it back to Love. Love fakes the three, drives baseline left. Finger roll, air ball. Knocked out of bounds. Taj Finger grabs it and kicks it out. It'll be Bruin ball. And Love throws his hand up in the air like, I blew it. And I got hit on the arm at the same time.
Well, that was a tough shot over Robin Lopez. And good break for UCLA as Stanford fumbles it out of bounds.
Collison brings it in from the baseline on the right, long pass out in front to Love. He'll catch it near the half-court line, then give it to Darren. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Now six. Collison's got to hurry. Comes down the lane. Goes to the hoop. Bank shot. No good. Tipped up by James Keith. Oh, what a follow by Keith. And the Bruins lead by four, 47-43, 10:38 left. The Bruins on an 8-0 run.
Well, Keith played well yesterday, even though he didn't score, but continuing that play today in the absence of Luke.
But he even started in the second half yesterday against the Trojans. Here's Goods for three. Not going to go straight away. The rebound grabbed by Russell Westbrook on UCLA. 47-43, the Bruins. Westbrook across the timeline, gets it to Love, down low, he can't find the handle. It goes over the top of his head and tipped out of bounds. It'll go to Stanford. That'll stop the clock with 10:12 left. So the first turnover for the Bruins in the second half. Washington back into the ball game for the Cardinal, and he'll take it out of bounds to Mitch Johnson. Montreal's going to check in for the Bruins during the next timeout. Johnson dribbles over on the right sideline, and there's a whistle away from the basketball. And James Keefe, offensive foul down under the hoop. Five team fouls on the Bruins. Keefe has number two. Love's going to come out. Material back into the ballgame for UCLA. Stanford out of bounds, baseline on the left, and Mitch Johnson will bring it in.
Well, if you had told Ben Howland that Kevin Love only had 5 points with 10 minutes to go and they had a four-point lead, he wouldn't believe you.
Yeah, you're probably right. Here's Washington through the lane. Fires it in the far right corner. Johnson for three. No good. The ball tipped in the air by Lopez. That's Brook. And Robin got a hand on it right to UCLA's Westbrook. So the Bruins come up with the tap, and he'll get it to Collison. He'll come through the lane, take it over on the left sideline. Now drive baseline left, do a 360, come back out in front, being chased around the court by two men. Gives it off now to Ship. Ship from the left. He'll dribble through the lane, feed it to Westbrook. He'll put up a bank shot, hit the deck hard, and he's going to be okay, but that hurts. He got shoved as he tried to bank it in. Robin Lopez decked him underneath the hoop, and Westbrook's going to take his time getting up. Boy, he is a tough young man. Russell Westbrook on UCLA. As he pops up, he gets a nice round of applause, not only from his teammates, but from the crowd here that is dressed in powder blue supporting the Bruins. Third foul called on Robin Lopez, third team foul on the Cardinal. 47-43 UCLA. And Westbrook hits the second one. He made one, missed one. And the Bruin lead is 5, 48-43. I think you're right about the double-digit lead if they're knocking them down at the charity stripe, Don. 9:16 left in the ballgame. Johnson for the Cardinal across the timeline. Gets it down low to Lopez. He'll just kind of stumble, throw it up. It goes off the backboard. Rebound taken by Westbrook. The Bruin bench wanted traveling, but there is no whistle. Well, he just kind of stumbled underneath the hoop and threw it up in the air. Ship drives from the right. Now comes back out on the right sideline and gives it up to Darren Collison.
16 seconds on the shot clock. The Bruins lead 48-43. Collison backs out top of the circle. Now drives from the left. Left-handed scoop shot. Good. Banking it in. The Bruin lead is 7. 21 points for Darren Collison. Timeout. Is it Stanford calling the timeout?
No.
Ben Howland wanted one too. But Stanford called it at the same time. And they're going to make Trent Johnson take the timeout. 30-second timeout with 8:37 left in the ball game, and the Bruins up 50-43 in front of the Cardinals.
We all know the price of gas is something we just got to live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up, so you can earn up to a dollar off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to a dollar off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit Ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to a dollar off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
55-51, UCLA with the lead. 5-minute mark is approaching. Left in the contest, Bruins in their own offensive end. Collison works it over to Shipp, fakes the three, throws it back out to Darren. 4:55 clock running, 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Bruins are eating up as much as they can in each possession right now, leading by 4. Collison works it back over to Shipp. Shipp feeds it to Darren. Darren drives inside. 4-foot floater, good. He is on fire. Darren Collison, 23 points for the point guard on the Bruins.
He is sharp today. Talking about that fatigue factor.
Yeah.
There's no fatigue in Collison today.
Got that right. Here's a off-balance shot. No good by Washington. The rebound taken by Brook Lopez. He gets tied up with Kevin Love. It'll be alternating possession. Stanford ball. 57-51. UCLA with the lead. 4:22 left. Out of bounds from the baseline. Ball brought into Anthony Goods. He'll get it on the low baseline right. Shot missed. And a scramble for the ball. And people hitting the deck on the miss by Brook Lopez. And there's going to be a foul. It's going to be called on Anthony Goods. Body's got tangled up. He'll pick up his third foul. And the Bruins are going to take it out of bounds. Three-quarters court from the near side.
They've certainly done a nice job on Brook Lopez here in the second half. He's only got 5 points, but a few turnovers and got him pretty frustrated right now.
Bruin ball. Championship game of the Pacific Life Pac-10 tournament. And the Bruins have the lead by 6, 57-51. Collison from the left stops, top of the circle. Gives it to Keefe. Jump shot. That's short, but grabbed out of the air by Westbrook. 8 seconds on the shot clock. To get it to Love near corner for 3. That's off the rim. And the rebound, Brook Lopez. Outlet pass Stanford to Washington. He'll get it into the front court. Baseline jumper. That's no good. Taken by Goods. Rebound. Shipp. He'll slip in the front court. Get it to Keith. Top of the circle. Keith throws it back to Darren Collison. Trent Johnson up off the bench says, hey, wait a minute. Last time I checked, when you slip like that, it's traveling, but there's no whistle. So the Bruins have the possession with 3:16 left. Collison, top of the key, gets a screen from Keith, works it into Love. His bank shot count if it goes, couldn't get it to drop. Kevin Love was fouled, and it's going to be Brook Lopez that fouled Kevin. And when we return after this timeout, it'll be Love at the line shooting two. Five team fouls on the Stanford Cardinal. And one foul on Brook Lopez. Took a long time for him to pick up that one. 57-51, UCLA with a six-point lead in front of Stanford. 3:09 left. This is AM 570. KLAC and UCLA basketball.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing? No problem. Drywalling? Nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
Bristol Farms carries the highest quality ingredients for all of your favorite recipes, as well as ready-to-eat options from snacks to meals to treats, including the cookie, our bakery's decadent version of the classic chocolate chip cookie, made of 60% Belgian chocolate and filled with toasted walnuts. It's served warm all day at all 13 locations. Visit any one of our 13 Southern California locations or bristolfarms.com to learn more.
Hey, Bruin fans, score big when you take the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner to top destinations in SoCal. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Why worry about traffic when you can sit back in your seat and enjoy a beautiful trip along the coast? Let the Pacific Surfliner take you to famous wineries, laid-back surf towns, bustling cities, or home for the weekend. Check out our student discount, trip options, and special offers at pacificsurfliner.com.
57-51, the Bruins in front of the Cardinal. 3:09 remaining. Here's Love at the free throw line. Rolls it around on the rim, and that's good. The Bruins are 4 of 14 shooting free throws. No, it's not been a great day at the free throw line. 3:09 left, 58-51. Kevin's next free throw, that hits nothing but net. Now it's 59-51, UCLA. The Cardinal quickly into the front court to Anthony Goods. On the right, back out to Mitch Johnson. 3 minute mark left in the ball game. Johnson goes baseline right, throws it away. A steal by Josh Shipp. So a big turnover, and the Bruins get a big steal. Collison across the timeline.
We can shorten this game now, use some clock.
2:44 left. Westbrook comes down on the right wing, right in front of us, throws it out in front to James Keefe. He'll get it to Darren Collison. Collison dribbling the basketball. Stanford does have some fouls to give as Collison stops at the free throw line, works it into Keith. Turnaround shot blocked by Lopez, but grabbed by Collison. His jumper no good. Rebound put back up and in on a reverse layup. Kevin Love. Oh, the back feels fine now. Timeout. Stanford. 10-point lead by the Bruins. 61-51 in front of Stanford. 2:13 left, and now the Cardinal, they're going to take the ball out of bounds. The rebounding department, how about this number, Don? 43 for the Bruins, 32 for Stanford. Who would have thought against the big twin Lopez guys?
And with Kevin not playing at full strength.
Here's Johnson down the lane. He'll lay one up and in. He went right to the rack. Kevin Love will take it out of bounds immediately. 61-53, the Bruins. Westbrook brings it across the 10-second line. 1:55 left in the Pac-10 tournament championship game. The Pacific Life Pac-10 tournament championship game. Westbrook takes it over on the far side left. Still dribbling the basketball out in front. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Russell comes down the lane, throws the ball on the wing. Chip almost lost it, still continues to dribble. Leans inside, follow a 16-footer off the back of the rim. Tipped by Keep into the hands of Taj Finger. He'll get it to Johnson. He'll lean inside and have the ball knocked away, and a foul called on James Keefe right under the basket. 61-55, he made them both. 1:23 left. Love's going to bring the ball inbounds to Westbrook. He will be fouled immediately, stopping the clock with 1:22 left. Six fouls as a team. Goods picks up his third foul, but it's six team fouls. The next one, the Bruins will shoot 1-1. Out of bounds, the Bruins, full court. It'll be Love to bring it in.
They'll want to get it into Collison, their best free throw shooter.
And he'll take one over the shoulder like a wide receiver in football at the half court line and bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Johnson and a man-to-man. Collison's going to handle it out in front. 1:10 left in the ball game. Bruins lead by six. They get it to Westbrook on the near wing. Russell wants to get it back to Collison, who shoots 89% from the free throw line. Collison comes over on the right wing. 10 seconds left. He'll go up.
Bank shot
good as he went baseline right.
Lost his shoe.
Lost his tennis shoe. And now Collison's playing with 1 foot with a sock on it and one with a shoe. Here is a drive by Hill down the lane, and that's up in and good. And now the ball brought into Josh Shipp. He'll be fouled in the backcourt. Darren Collison lost the shoe. And Darren acted like, you know what? So what if I don't have it? I'm going to go down and play defense. And now he goes back to retrieve it and puts it on. At the free throw line, it'll be Josh Shipp. 63-57. UCLA leading the Stanford Cardinal. Shipp at the line for the Bruins. 81% is his average. This free throw's up there. That's good. Josh Shipp, 7 points. 64-57. UCLA. Another free throw by Shipp. He'll put this one up there. That's short. Front of the rim. Finger with a rebound on the Stanford Cardinal. He'll get it back to Washington, who will come across the timeline. He'll feed it to Goods. Back over it goes on that near wing around the outside. Washington baseline bank shot. That's good. Coming in from the right. 64-59.
Still a two-possession game. UCLA is going to have to make some free throws.
31 and a half seconds left. Collison dribbles behind his back and gets fouled by Taj Finger at the free throw line, at the half court line. He'll go to the free throw line. That's who they want at the charity stripe. Their 89%er, Darren Collison. Fourth foul on Taj Finger in the 18 foul. And Darren at the free throw line for UCLA. He's got 25 points. Bruins 6 of 17.
Even he's 0-1 today. So hopefully, you know, they can settle down here and knock him down. They may not have to make too many more.
His free throw good. Just under 29 seconds left. The Bruins lead by 6. 65-59. 28.6 seconds left. Head coach Ben Howland says, don't foul anybody. Collison's next free throw. That is in and out.
Wow.
So 26 seconds left. The rebound. The Cardinal. Johnson into the front court. Fires up a three. And banks it in from the left wing. Long pass to Keith. Front court. He'll come into the front court and lay it up. Be fouled. Too hard off the backboard. He tried to lay it up. That stops the clock with 19.6 seconds left.
Got to be kidding me. That three, Mitch Johnson.
Yeah.
Bank. Straight away bank.
65-62. UCLA by three. Oh. James Keefe at the free throw line for the Bruins.
He's going to get his chance here at the line, too.
He's already missed two today. He's shooting 50% this year. He looks at the hoop, puts it up there, and it's off the back of the rim. No good.
Wow.
Timeout. Trent Johnson, Stanford Cardinal. And they have no more timeouts. 19.6 seconds left in the ballgame. The Bruins 7 of 20 from the free throw line, and Keefe's going to get another free throw. The Bruins lead by 3, 65-62 in the 30-second timeout called by Stanford.
Well, it's been an issue today, and you don't want to start something heading into next week, do you, CR? I mean, they've been solid at the line, third highest in school history from the line. It's 74.5%, and you certainly don't want to head into the NCAA tournament with a with an afternoon at the line and have it in your mind, you know, heading in to next week. But this, hopefully for UCLA, is just an aberration today, some fatigue like we talked about maybe, and they'll be back to normal next week.
They started out 1 of 9, so they didn't get off to a very good start. Heap at the free throw line for UCLA. Darren Collison started to walk up to him and say something. Heap says, I got it.
Well, this is a big one.
Yeah,
they're all
is.
Big, but this makes it a two-possession game.
The Bruins could go up by 4 if he can hit it. Here's the free throw, short. In fact, it's an air ball that goes out of bounds. That didn't touch anything. So it'll be Stanford ball with 19.6 seconds left. And the ball will be brought in by Lawrence Hill. He'll bring it in to Mitch Johnson. Crowd coming alive. They're coming to their feet. Johnson across the timeline. Picked up by Collison and a man-to-man at the half-court line. 9 seconds left. Johnson goes over on the right wing. Throws it inside Hill. Slam dunk. 3.1 seconds left. The Bruins lead by 1. 65-64. And the ball brought inbounds immediately. And there's a foul. 10th team foul called on the Cardinal. And Mitch Johnson charged with a foul. That's going to be number 3 on him. And now the head coach, Ben Howland, says, hey, come on over here, guys. I want to talk to you real quick. So Shep, Keith, Collison, Westbrook, Love, all talk. 2.9 seconds left. Darren Collison, the best free throw shooter, is at the line. 2.9 left. And the Bruins up by 1. Hey, this guy hit 2 free throws against Stanford last Thursday. Here's the free throw up there. Good! Darren Collison a week ago Thursday to ice it for the Bruins, and now it's a 2-point lead.
Here's the thing. Even if he makes, he can't ice it. They still got a guard for 2.9.
66-64. Maybe I meant he had ice water in his veins a week ago Thursday. This free throw up there, and that's good. 67-64. Out of bounds with 2.9 seconds left. Ball brought into Goods. Anthony Gibbs throws it at the buzzer. It goes off the glass. That's it. The UCLA Bruins have won the Pac-10 championship. The Pacific Live Pac-10 championship, defeating Stanford 67-64. They win the regular season championship. They win the Pacific Live Pac-10 championship. And they pick up their 31st win of the year, 67-64, in front of the Stanford Cardinals.
When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma.
Yay!
Trip to Texas. So go to traveltexas.com/getyourown for the only trip to Texas that matters, yours.